Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time, the podcast. And on today's episode, I'm actually sharing with you all my 5-day Instagram Live series bootcamp, where the series was all about building your brand using live video. So for those of you who may not know who I am Cassia Marina. And back in the day, people coined me the branding queen because of how I showed up using live video to promote myself and my services. So taking it back to where it all began, I decided to do a 5-day Instagram Live bootcamp series called, I believe it was Build Your Brand. Oh no, it was Grow Your Brand Using Live Video. So I'm not going to make this intro too long. If you want to take that all in on the podcast, head on over to what the hell am I saying? It's so hard. Do I want to edit this? It was going so good. I am leaving these bloopers today because your girl don't have the time. So if you are listening to this on the podcast, my podcast listeners, I was recording this podcast while recording video content for it, and I got like really tied up with the audience that I'm speaking to, which can happen. And because I don't have the time to stop and edit this out, I just want to get this published. Done is better than perfect. Guys, you just got the bloopers live and direct. So this 5-day series, just take it in, binge listen. The next 5 podcast episodes are basically each day of the bootcamp. So enjoy, and I'm gonna just peace out from here. Hello. Hey guys, welcome to my coffee chat. So I'm here. I have my caramel macchiato made from home. And yeah, I hope you guys came with your coffee, your beverage of choice. It doesn't really matter. If you're catching the replay, welcome. Thank you for clicking play on this video. Let me know if you can hear me well before I continue. Can you hear me? So while I wait to confirm that I am being heard, I'm gonna just dive right in to what this live is about. So as you can see, this is a 5-day live boot camp where each day I'm going to touch on helping you to build your brand, well, grow your brand using live video, because that is essentially what I did when I was now getting started, when I first went full-time in my business and I had to put myself out there. Some of you may or may not know, but I am an introvert, and I also knew at the time that I'm not the most popular person, right? I'm not the person who have a lot of links and connections. So I was like, well, how am I gonna let people know I exist? How are people gonna know that I have these services and these skills to offer? Like, if people don't know about you, they can't buy from you, they can't benefit from your services or your products or whatever you have to offer. You have to let the world know. And I knew that the only way I could get myself out there from the comfort of my home was to use social media, and then Facebook Live came about, right? So a bit about myself is that, and also, you know, what I've been up to in the past couple of months. So if you don't know who I am Cassia Marina. I'm a brand strategist and owner of a brand agency where we focus on building websites and helping you build your online business and build your brand online, right? That's what I have been doing full-time since 2016. So this is my 6th year full-time in business, and there have been a series of pivots. That's business, that's normal, that's natural. But I used live video, and somewhere along the line, I stopped. I fell out of it. And I remember when I just got started, I was obsessed with going live. Like, but before I get into the obsession, I know many of you small business owners are like, oh, I hate social media, creating content. I'm so nervous to go live. What if I make a mistake? And I know going live is extremely daunting, which is why day two tomorrow I'm going to be diving into the mindset of preparing yourself mentally to get over the excuses, get over the fear, to just help you even power through that fear, because the fear doesn't really go away, you know? So that is why tomorrow I will be diving into the mindset aspect, because everything starts with the mind first. Before you could write out your bullet points, plan, prepare, click the button, you have to work on this first. But today is just a very cool, laid-back chit-chat. Even for me to warm up and get back into going live myself. But I just wanted to share my story and the behind the scenes or the backstory of how live worked for me and even where live is in today's landscape, right? Live was big back in 2016, 2017, and whatnot, and it continues to be big, especially with lockdowns, with the pandemic, and all of these different things. I remember, and I'm sure you all remembered last year and year before, so many people were going live all at once. It was so overwhelming. So, 2021, let's just start there. For those of you who are familiar with me and my brand would have noticed that I wasn't so active on Instagram or even social media. And it's like, okay, where did you go? You know, especially 2022, you know, everybody starts off the year, they want to start off the year strong and want to hit the ground running and bam, 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 bam. And I'm kind of like that as well. I usually use, like, I close off in the beginning of December, so that I could spend time with family, focus on the holidays. I am a mom, especially a single mom of two kids, and I just can't balance work. I wouldn't say I can't. I prefer not to, because you know that's their time, that's the kids' time, and I prefer to just utilize the majority of December to just focus on closing off ongoing project work. And I'm still open for business, but it's more like consultations, calls, things that I could just hop on and hop off, right? Nothing that's too demanding on time. So December, I usually use December for family time, you know, shopping, whatever, whatever. And then when things really come to a close, when other businesses close off, and things get slow in those last 2 weeks because everybody's now focused on Christmas or Christmas just passed, I use those 2 weeks to plan and prepare. However, this year, due to traveling and road tripping and all of that exciting stuff, I didn't get to do that. So here comes January, and I'm like, I don't feel ready. And that is when I made the decision, like, why am I rushing into the new year? I don't feel ready. And who says I have to start off the year or my business year in January? So give yourselves permission to start when you are ready and make your own rules. Like, that's the key takeaway I want from you to get from that, is you make your own rules in business. So I decided, you know what? And I was also, you know, I was in New York, where it's cold, it's gray. I was not feeling to do anything. I was just feeling to sleep. I was feeling to stay under the covers. And after a while, with me fighting to against something, I was like, I love to move with nature. So I was like, okay, what is winter time about? Winter time is that time to rest, to hibernate. And I decided, you know what, I'm gonna use this energy to my advantage. So I didn't get to do all of those things in December because I was on the move, I was on the go, I was road tripping, I was having a great time, but and working at the same time. But I did close off still. So as soon as I closed off, you know, I went road tripping and whatever. And then January came, wasn't feeling to do anything, and I was like, okay, it's winter. It's cold, it's gray. I'm going to hibernate. And I made a decision that I'm coming off of Instagram, and that's what I did until February-ish. I'll get back into posting, post with intention, really buckle down, like, okay, what is my messaging? What do I really want to convey? Because I believe in being super intentional and just not posting all sporadically. So I did that, hibernated, and used January month to plan and prepare, do this stuff that I typically do in those last 2 weeks of December to set myself up for the new year. So I made spring my new year. Like, you know what? I'm going to come out and, you know, March, end of February into March is going to be my new year, and I'm going to launch with the season and just launch with the fact that it's spring, it's warm, and we're just coming out of that hibernation phase. So if you live in a cold climate, or just in general, stop and assess internally, like, why am I having so much resistance? How can I use this period of whatever I'm going through? Identify where you're at, identify why you're having the resistance, and then you're going to ask yourself, well, how can I use this to my advantage rather than this keeping me paralyzed and keeping me stuck? So here I am, spring, the official first day of spring is Sunday, right? So that is that and where I've been. So I took my time to rest and reset and come back with a really good headspace. And I must say, being away for as long as I was, taking that time to rest as well, has done wonders for my mindset. It has done wonders for my energy levels. Like, I just come back feeling so much more energized and creative. And if you are depleted, it's not going to benefit your business, and it's not going to benefit your customers and your clients. So rest. Yes, get up and work and do all of that stuff, which is important. Definitely execute. But you also have to rest. You have to work. You have to, as Kim Kardashian said, get up your ass and work. Yes, but we are also allowed to rest. All right. So, I'm back to what this whole series is about. It's about using live video to build and grow your brand online. The thing I love about live video, essentially live video is an event. It's an opportunity for people to meet with you, speak with you. Not Kim. Listen. You're right. Live video is the closest thing to in-person interaction. So if your business mainly resides online, or it's an online business, or maybe it's brick and mortar and you want to leverage the online space and get into digital marketing, live video is the best way to create that in-person interaction. So let's say you have a brick and mortar location. Someone on the other side of the country can now be like, hey, I like that vibe. I love how that live was. I love this store or that. They just feel drawn, and now they'll actually make the journey to come and meet with you at your office, meet with you at your location, or just do business with you in general. But the point is, live video is the best way to kind of collapse that barrier, and video in general, actually, right? So let me just take a look at my note, but feel free to chime in, talk. It's a two-way conversation, right? So again, back to my story. I am an introvert, if you're now joining, and how I use live video to like build my brand, grow my business, build my reputation, and eventually people started calling me the branding queen. Like, that wasn't something that I made up and I projected. Like, it's through me showing up consistently, keyword consistently, using live video. It's how, and the type of content that I was putting out, that people just kind of branded me. And that says a lot about you when your audience starts calling you a particular name, especially if it's a name that's in alignment with your brand values and what your business is all about. So that means, you know, you're kind of on the right track. So I showed up using live video. But before I actually started using live video, it was about creating content. So I made the graphics, I'd post consistently, I mainly relied on graphics because I didn't have live video when I first started putting myself out there. But shortly after, I think it was like only a few months, Facebook launched Facebook Live, and I was like, this is changing the game. And I was like, I'm definitely going to be using this, I'm going to be leveraging this. But I was also very nervous because I've always had a fear of public speaking. And that's what live video is. It's also public speaking. And it's like, I know I want to use this. I know what I'm talking about because I'm already creating content, but in a different format, which at the time was mainly graphics and pictures and quotes and, you know, little infographics. So it's like, oh, this is so great. But, and then we have like regular videos that you could upload. But I was really nervous and I was procrastinating for a while before I actually click live. And at the time I had a coach and she challenged us like, okay, we're here now, go live and just tell people who you are. And I was like, what? And it's like, not why, but I was low-key excited for the challenge because I know this is something I wanted to do. I saw the power in it and I was like, okay. And I have all the support of my coach and my peers because at the time we were at a particular location. The coach was there and a couple other small business owners. So I was like, okay, we're all here and we have to do this together. So we're in this together. And I clicked live. And she was like, just go live for like a minute. I think it was, the challenge was like to 5 minutes. And I will never forget, the first time I went live, the same thoughts went through my mind with any public speaking. I always hated to have to present in college. I hated it, I tell you, I was so freaking nervous. I was like, what the hell am I going to talk about for 5 minutes? Like for me, 5 minutes or even 1 minute was like 60 seconds. Like, what am I going to say in 60 seconds? Like, I don't know what to say. But somehow 60 seconds passed and I think I went live for about 3 to 5 minutes. Now, fast forward to today, I don't know how to speak short. It's hard. Like, we're already 16 minutes in on this live. After I clicked live that day, I was addicted. I used to always tell, I was just like, anytime I found a small business, I was like, oh my God, you need to go live and you need to tell people these things. And I remember that, and that's why I'm here today, getting back to my roots and getting back to going live, because I shouldn't have fallen off. I fell off because I started focusing on the podcast. Because again, I try to use marketing channels that work within where I am in life and business at the time. And my kids were at a level in school where, for some reason, I didn't have a driver anymore to drop my kids to, I didn't have a driver to pick my kids up. And every time I would pick them up from school, that was cutting into my midday nap. So I couldn't go live like I would consistently at around 7, 8 p.m. So I was going through a period of, it just wasn't conducive based on what was happening in my life as a mom. So my solution was, well, I'm going to create a podcast. And that's where Tea Time, the podcast, came as a spinoff from Tea Time Tuesday. So that's another tip that we will dive into in the coming days, where it, I hacked going live consistently by creating a segment where I would be forced to show up every single week at this specific time. It was due to Tea Time Tuesday. So people knew and came to build. I built trust because people knew she's going to be here every Tuesday at this time, every single week, unless she can't make it for some reason. So every week I would create my graphic, I would promote going live, and that is essentially the journey that I went on, and it just continued to build and build and build. So I'm just checking my notes. All right, so the next point I want to make, because I don't want to make this live too long, but it is a coffee chat, if you all forgot, right? We just relaxed and chilling, but I do have very focused points as well. So, live video. So, my thing I want to touch on right now is, does live video still have a place in today's world? Obviously, right? Especially with social distancing and lockdowns, and a lot of people discovered moving a lot of their things online. So of course there's live in today's world, and even as we go back out to the office for some of you, and we start to socialize again in person events, etc., etc., live video is still a great way to connect with your audience online and digitally and have conversation, etc. I also want to emphasize that these platforms do want you to go live because they are creating incentives to go live, right? Of course, yes, in the Caribbean region, there are certain features that we don't have on the live, but the fact is, we have all these features that I just absolutely love that we didn't have back in the day. Like the ability to put the lives, when you schedule a live, it shows up on your profile. You can make promotional posts and tag the live where people can tap and get reminded. You can tag the live in your Instagram stories where people could tap and be reminded. Like the fact that there are so many new features to help you promote your live and get people to watch the live tells you that they want you to go live. And we talk a lot about, oh, the algorithm, and it's so hard, and it's this, and it's that. But you have to take your cues from the actual platform. What is the platform focusing on? Instagram isn't only, and I want to say this generally, I want to talk about live in a general sense as well, but with a focus on Instagram, because right now you're watching this on Instagram. Yes, the Reels is the hottest chick on the block, and definitely do your short form video. But let's say you don't have time to create short form video, period. Or you don't have time to create short form video all of the time. But going live is an easy way to still show up for your business, show up for your brand, and connect with your audience. So try it out for a few weeks, try it out for a few days, and see if you're getting a lot better engagement on your posts. See if you're getting more likes, new followers, more DMs. Test it out yourself and you will see. So let me just catch up on these comments. I'm going back up. Okay, I am a utter chatterbox and extrovert, but as soon as it comes to social media, I shut down. So my question to that would be why? Do introspection and go deeper. I encourage every business to have a business journal where they sit and they write and they plan. It's a notebook, but I like to call it a business journal. Get yourself a cute notebook, right? I have this branded one, which eventually I may sell some notebooks. But I like this. This one says, minding the business that pays me. And there's something about having these types of affirmations on a book that subconsciously makes me productive. So if I'm sitting down and I'm like, okay, I'm working on this aspect of things, I get so much done because subconsciously I know what this is saying and it's playing out in my actions, right? So write down, this is a journal prompt I'm going to give you. Ask yourself why. And earlier on, I touched on the fact that when you ask yourself why and you find the answer, then ask yourself, how can I either shift perspective on this or how can I use this to my advantage instead? So earlier on, I mentioned, and guys, catch the replay if you just joined recently or you didn't join from the beginning. When I was in a cold climate in January, I just wanted to hibernate. And I couldn't, as much as I wanted to push, and I was like, oh, I'm so used to doing X, Y, and Z in the month of January. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna push. Instead, I figured out why I'm not feeling to be productive. I wanna hibernate, so I'm gonna use this hibernation period to hibernate. And while I'm hibernating, I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna journal. I'm going to write out all of my lessons, work on my business plan, and prepare so that by the time spring comes around, boom, I could jump out in my best self, because there is seasons for a reason, and that's why you have to have your season of productivity as well as your season of rest. So, circling back to like why you shut down with social media, ask yourself why, and maybe you either need to shift the perspective on the issue or ask yourself, how can I use this to my advantage? TKD Studios said, and we don't even have basic accessibility features too. Yeah. I mean, there are limited, there are some things we're limited in, but whatever features that you do have, exploit it to as much possibility as possible. Because I know we can still get captions on video, right? So if you go live and you publish your live as an Instagram video, you should be able to, because I have uploaded IGTVs and I get the caption. So that's one way that you can get some bit of accessibility, and another reason why you need to go live. You might not get captions in your Instagram stories, but you can do videos on Instagram and get the captions. Just turn on the captions thing and they generate the captions for you. I've been putting off going live since I've been in business. Again, ask yourself why. Camera shy. So tomorrow I will dive deeper into that, but I'm making a note of it because tomorrow is day two and I'm touching on mindset blocks and how you can overcome it, right? Being camera shy is something that you can learn to overcome because, listen, a lot of people go live and make money in their PJs. Like, you don't have to dress up, you just have to be intentional and ensure that it's in line with your brand values. So, you still have to, like, I'm not saying like everybody could show up in their PJs, but I'm just saying like you'd have to know where you are in your business. You have to know who you are as a business, and you have to know your brand values in order to know how much I could push, you know? And sometimes, if you feel comfortable in whatever you feel comfortable in, you can show up. All that matters is that this is like a safe space. Like, nobody, this is like, it's public, but it's not public, if you know what I mean, right? And then for other people, dressing up makes them more confident. So if you feel like, you know, I need to dress up and put on makeup, by all means, do that. Just do whatever you need to do to make yourself feel comfortable. But I'll dive deeper into that tomorrow. So I hope to see you guys back here tomorrow for day two, where I touch on mindset blocks and how to overcome them. I think if I get someone to go live with, I will get comfortable. That's such a great point. So I'm gonna make a note of that to touch on it because there's just so much that has changed since I started doing live. We had to have third-party apps and all sorts of things in order to like go live with someone else. Like back in the day when live just came out, it was only you. Only you. You can go live with someone else. I used to have a hack where, well, for Facebook Live, they would join me on Zoom and I would screen share my Zoom. Like, that's the things that I had to do. So we have the tools to do conferencing, where you can go live with up to four people. So maybe you could have a conversation with three other people. Maybe you can make it panel style. Maybe you just need to schedule, do a series where once a week I'm going to go live with a prospective client and address their concerns about working with a VA. And just let the conversation naturally evolve on its own. And then you can transition to going live on your own. I'll be running here tomorrow. Awesome. And also feel free to subscribe. I'm going to keep posting the live series in my stories. So click the reminder button so you don't miss the update of like when I go live, and you can share the post. So I'll make a post, attach the reminder button, and you can share it so other people can tune in as well. So all of that, I hope you're making notes of all of the different features and ways you can leverage live video to reach more people. Maybe you might be doing a live and you attach the reminder sticker. You post that on your post and somebody shares that to their audience, then there are more people to discover whatever topic that you're talking about that they might be interested in. All right? So it's a great organic way to also not just connect with your audience, but grow your audience organically. So one of the next benefits, and I think this is like one of my last main points, one of the biggest benefits of live video, at least for me back in the day, is that it drove sales. So if you're in promo mode or you have a sale, especially if it's a one-day sale or a weekend sale, you want to keep going live to remind people, yo, this sale is going on, come on down, come on shop or come on buy, or this offer is ending by this date, make sure to go to X link and purchase. Lives drive people to take action. It one reminds them, and somehow something about life is such a great selling tool, right? For those who are in the US and Canada and other countries, there are features that allow people to shop immediately in the live, but doesn't mean people can't buy from you. If you have a link, right, and you have automated your business on the back end, you can make it really easy. Even if it's a simple Google form to indicate like, hey, I want to buy X, right? And your way of booking a new client is for them to go to the calendar link and book using the calendar link. Maybe you do nails, maybe you do hair, whatever it might be. Make sure and have those things prepped and ready so that when you go live and you know that you're going live specifically to sell, or maybe it's just your call to action. You're here to give value, but you might tell people, oh yeah, if you want to talk more about this, send me a DM, I'll send you the link. Da, 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 da. So also make sure to have a call to action and be prepared for possible sales. And if you are like in hard sell mode, you can come on and just let people know where to go, how to go about it, how to purchase, how to get in touch, etc., etc. So make sure that you have like your stuff set up where it's easy for people to buy from you. Besides just telling them, well, send me a DM, because that's just adding more friction to the buying process. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, like a lot of online business owners use lives a lot when they're launching, right? Technically, live is like a webinar, right? It's just like a free webinar on social media. So yeah, join me tomorrow. I've come to the end of this live. We could stay on and chit chat, but I think I'm going to hop off. If you guys have any questions, have anything that you want me to touch on in the next 4 days, because today was day one and this was just to like get reacquainted, get you guys to know who I am. If you joined late, definitely catch the replay. I am doing a 5-day Instagram live bootcamp where I'm sharing with you how you can grow your business, grow your brand using live video and get a lot more eyes on your business, grow some visibility, and also to help you conquer your fear of going live and underutilizing this tool. I myself am also committing to do more lives in 2022. Because this is what got me started and I definitely should not have started sleeping on it. All right. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, but definitely catch the replay. Join me here tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, which is 12 noon Atlantic Standard Time, which is Trinidad time. Because we're going to dive into the mindset. Makes no sense. I'm telling you all of the features, all do this, plan, whatever, and we don't get our mind right first. This bootcamp actually comes in good time for me because I want to gain sales for photography at a small price for a limited time. So maybe I should try it. Oh, that is so good. Okay. One, I'm glad that I'm right on time. The lesson in that is you don't know who needs what you have. So show up, provide value. Your fears are keeping you back. You are here to provide value. You're here to provide service. All right? Just focus on that. Forget that I'm camera shy and I'm this and I'm that. Remove the focus on you. And when you shift your focus on them and who you're here to serve, it's going to help you, you know, combat that nervousness. And you'll still feel nervous. But the key here is to push past it and be able to show up for your brand, your business, and the people that you are here to help. The next thing is, I'm so glad to hear that you are doing a sale. So live is definitely perfect for what you're embarking on. So I am excited to meet you guys here again tomorrow. Then we take a break for Saturday and Sunday. And then we jump back on for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. All right. So that's the schedule that you can expect for the next couple of days. All right, guys. Take care. And any information, I'm going to just put it in the caption of this live. Take care. See you guys tomorrow. Are you sure you want to end your live?